When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Do your shit. Shit. Wow. Everyone, welcome back to the B-List. What is this on my mic, huh? Oh, everyone, welcome back to the B-List. I'm B. It's been a minute. I took a couple weeks off. A lot has been going on in the world. My guest this week, by the way, is Jonathan Lawhorn. You guys know him.
Hi, friends.
Actually, it's been a minute.
Friends, but hey.
Wow, starting with that energy. Okay. I thought you were in a good mood.
I thought I was, too.
You know what? And we're going to talk about all that, too.
I'm feeling cute.
I'm feeling really good.
I'm feeling great.
I'm about to steal my good energy, raise my blood pressure this year. God, we've been through it this past month. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
And then it just flipped, just switched up just like that.
Ooh, life is funny.
It really is.
Yeah.
It's good to be alive. Woo-hoo. Happy to be seen and not viewed. Ooh, girl.
Oh my God. Okay, let's get right into it. So obviously, we'll talk about it. Joe Biden. I haven't talked to you in a minute. How are you?
Right.
Yeah, how are you?
What's going on?
Yeah. My God, we've been through it. So Joe Biden, because we've been chatting and stuff, but we haven't been on here.
Right, we haven't been on here.
But oh my God, did you watch the debate?
I watched highlights because like that was when I was in like the depths of darkness around this. And I was just like, I can't hear another negative thing. Like I just couldn't do it. Like I was like, from what it sounded like, it was just like two corpses chip going back and forth. And I was like, I can't do it.
Yeah. You know, I had to do it for a work thing and I was watching it and I was like, fuck. Because, you know, going into it, it was already stressful because it's like watching someone run those scissors. You're like, I already know something bad's going to happen. And surely enough, it was within the first 5 minutes too. I was like, oh, well, fuck.
Really?
Yeah, bitch. It was like early on. It was like I closed my computer shut. After about 5 minutes, I was like, there ain't nothing else to clip from this. I don't know what we're going.
No.
But hey, we're past it now. Kamala is now the presumptive nominee.
You can't take me out of it. Like, yeah. I don't care what nobody says.
Yeah, she could literally call me the F word. Like, I don't care. Like, girl, you not get me off of her.
I will lock people up behind her. Y'all don't get to say nothing to me.
Yeah.
Like, I will fight. Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I was dying because I was thinking about when we were doing the episodes way back when they were in the primary for the
president. Yeah, we were talking about the AKAs. We were talking about the
We were talking about AKAs. And I was just like, wait. That was a time. That was really an era. That era was so cute, but it was also like, I feel like that was even then we were lit on her. We were like, okay,
she wasn't our number one. She was never our number one.
Like, no.
Liz was our girl.
No.
Liz.
It was Liz.
It was always Liz.
But you know what?
If it had to be Kamala, we were gonna take it because you know it's a woman.
Right. Like I was gonna take what I could get as long as it was a girly. Like that's all I was really pressed for. So, I'm one of those people. It's a girl I'm voting for. Like, it doesn't
matter. Same way. So, yeah, fighting. And half of you bitches can't fight, so I'm not even worried.
Right. Off of you touch me, then it's jail. So, yes. Like, what are y'all going to
call up Kamala? So, God. Oh my God. You know what's been driving me insane, though, ever since the announcement is all the crazy leftists on fucking like, oh, y'all are driving me fucking insane. Talk about don't vote, don't vote, don't. She's a cop. Do you know you live in a police state already, no matter who you vote for? Like, please shut the fuck up. And also, if you're telling people not to vote, what then? What now? Right. What then? So then Trump is in office. Then what?
I don't understand what the end game is with those people.
There it's is like, no end game. They just like, know that they're going to be fine either way.
Because so you always, I'm top deputy. What now? Like, it's just because like,
you always know that the really far leftists that are always telling you not to vote are always.
Oh, or got it in them.
Yeah, so they're going to be like, fine either way.
Like, y'all don't like, look, I'm in like, hello, this whole city.
Oh, by the way,
dummies. All of it. Everybody yelling. Seattle. Every time I open an Insta, every one of the people I rock with here, it's just like, she top cop. I feel uncomfortable. Leave. Like, I'm just I'm taking a page out the other side, but you can leave. Like, what you want me to do, sis? Like, it don't work. Like, y'all, what you think gonna happen if we just don't do nothing? Also, why are you so pressed if you're not voting?
I know. It's always the people that talk the loudest that don't even fucking vote in the first place. So, yeah, look, what's happening now is you're not getting in this space because whatever I'm feeling this past week, I'm keeping that up. I don't give a fuck what happens because I'm not going back there. Because the 3 weeks before that was the deepest, darkest depths of hell that we were all in.
I had literally dissociated. Like, there was no, you couldn't say nothing to me about politics. I didn't even know what was going on. Like, I was so nearly completing my transition to a dummy bitch. Like, I didn't know nothing. I was like, where we even live at? Like,
yeah,
I don't,
what day of the week is it? Yeah.
Like, I was so close.
Yeah.
And then she snapped me right out of it. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, I'm back.
Yeah.
Like, back to the point where I was sitting in the car the other day and I was like, could I quickly reboot, get a law degree, go to DC? Like, I was like, I'm trying to be there. Like, I was like,
she's really cool. You rethink shit, huh?
Like, yep. She really got me. We are me living in an here
alternate timeline.
Like, how quickly can I do some things that I put on the back burner and catch right. up? Like,
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Get ahead, not get by, but get ahead. So the other night, I don't know if you know, so Wednesday, really last minute. My friend Brian Derrick here in New York, shout out Brian Derrick, he's been on the podcast before. You guys should all follow him on Instagram, by the way, if you're not. He's a great voice in the politics space. But he put together a really last minute fundraiser for Kamala and asked me to co-host it with him.
Nice.
So I did. He put it together within 48 hours. Guess how much money we raised in less than 48 hours? Just guess. We had a huge event, got sold out. The wait list was just as long as the actual event list. Had to turn people away. Guess.
A mil?
Half.
That's good. That's
over $500,000.
And you put an event together within 2 days. That's crazy.
The gays showed up. The gays and the girls. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Obviously.
Obviously, you know.
Yeah, duh.
Everyone that's in the getting the pressure.
Yeah, because it's like the black ladies kicked it off and then everybody was like, we got to keep up, which I like. I'm like, this is great. Yeah. I just got all the updates today from like the white woman call. Which
we're going to talk about that.
Get it, girlies. Get
I know.
It.
I know. I'm happy when a white liberal woman get activated. It's nothing like it.
They was over there crying and I was like, I'm glad I wasn't there, but that's cute. Like, I'm happy y'all was over there getting that out.
I love how we all have different like Zoom calls too. It'd be like the Zoom, right? Release, the Zoom gay.
I miss the black gay man.
Yeah,
but like I thought it was at the right a different time, and then I was gonna be at Hunt, and I missed it. But then I heard it was amazing. But
I was gonna say though about the event the other night. It was really, really great. Really great turnout. Big DJs and everything like that. It was just really, really fun. Got a couple of people come up to me, listeners saying that they love the podcast. Thank you guys for saying that. So I met some people. So it's just like really good energy all around, and Let's keep it going. I think we might throw another one. I don't want to say yet, but I think we might do another event.
Yeah, because I feel like we just got to keep
it going. Coming.
It's only 4 months. Like, we got to keep it
less
going.
Than that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, right now.
Yeah. Speaking of the Zoom call, wait. So the white woman for Harris Zoom call raised $8.5 million. I'm too hyped. What did y'all do with all this fucking money?
I can't. They raised 1.3 in like the first 30 minutes.
Yeah, I feel like everyone been holding all this fucking money because they're like, I don't want to give it to Biden. But then all of a sudden, everybody's like, you know what?
Right. I'm like, so all you bitches is rich now. Like, I'm like,
the most successful presidential candidate kickoff in history.
Ever.
And it ain't stopping.
And that's the last time it's going to be this lit. Like, y'all, nobody ever going to come out the gate swinging like this.
Yeah. And the way that her press releases are going, she's like, J.D. Vance is a weirdo. She's like, Donald Trump is old and weird. I'm just like,
that social media team is eating.
Like, it really is. The Gen Zs are just like literally just typing. They don't give a fuck. They're like, they said Donald Trump is old and quite weird. I said,
what? Like, who is like that?
I would write. I'm dying. It's everything is funny. And the coconut memes, I'm not over it. I'm not over it yet. Keep going.
The way that they're literally leaning in, they're like, oh, campaign marketing memes. Like, yeah. It's just like, because it eats. Like,
and it's pissing the right off. They're like, this is so stupid. It's like, that's the point, dummy. But that's why you don't get it. They keep posting photos of her looking like a bad bitch on fucking red carpets. And they're like, look, is this, you really want this to be your president? It's like, yeah dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. It's like you keep posting photos of her trying to make us hate. Posting photos of her trying to make us hate her. And it's like, it's just literally her serving. Like, what are we supposed to do? Like, what do you
mean? Look, she was dating Montel
Williams. Montel Williams, good. I would have too.
So, like, what else? Like,
yeah, it's, and
like,
I would have too in the 90s. What are you talking about?
Right. Like, she was a hot girl, it girl. She's still that girl. Y'all mad.
Yeah. It's just like, it's just the most.
Did you find her a coconut tree? Like, come on. Like,
yeah, this is the most hater shit I've ever seen in my fucking life. The most sexless, vanilla born people. Like, I'm sorry that you've never served or gotten fucked. Right? You know what? I'm not going to disrespect my.
It's
my madam. I'm sorry.
It stink over there. Like,
yeah, it's just messy.
That side just make me itch. Yeah, and I'm just like, yeah. Y'all are so weird. Like, it's boring over there.
Yeah,
it's
ugly.
It's everything about.
It's not giving
that.
The RNC had like Kid Rock there. Amber Rose. Don't get me started on her. You saw that? Wait, did you see the clip? Actual fight? She beat Jocelyn's ass.
She rocked her.
She did. I'm sorry
Jocelyn
to say.
Jocelyn was like position weird. And yeah, I was like, she caught you good.
Jocelyn
because you
old.
Couldn't grab on nothing. Like, you can't square with a ball girl. Like, what you doing? Like,
I know. I saw her trying to grab because she used to fight in hope. You know what?
She used to snatching girls up. And like,
yeah, like snatching them. Learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put them in the headlock.
Let's see. Who's your VP pick? Like, who would you, and of all the people, you know?
Like, out of her shortlist or just in general?
Her shortlist.
Mark Kelly.
Yeah, that's my no. Thank
that's
you.
Like, yep, it's, yep, it's just,
yep,
it just, he's an astronaut. It's over. Like, it's just like,
he's a veteran.
No.
A veteran. What is it?
Astronaut,
a pilot.
Gavin Gifford's husband.
Yes.
Like, bye.
It's over. And he's from a border state too. So Arizona, because then you can immigration thing. It's gonna be a done deal.
It has to be Mark Kelly. Like
listen, everyone keeps saying Pete Buttigieg. I'm gonna hold your hand when I say this. It's not gonna be him. Put him
also,
on Fox
like,
News though. He's on Fox News.
Well, maybe she'll upgrade him. He can do some cute Secretary of State. Whatever. Like, him now in a way that I didn't like him back when he was like campaigning.
Yeah, but yeah, agree. Same.
Y'all do too much. Like, you're like, ooh, so it's Kamala. Throw the gay in there. No.
I know. I'm like, not booty juice.
Booty juice can't be there too. Like, it gotta be like, y'all know this country. Like, we fine with booty juice, but like, it can't be him and her.
Yeah, we know how they rock, so we can't get too funky right now.
Right.
Get in the car, shut up, let's figure it out when we get there. Right. Just let's give Mark Kelly the keys.
He go be in the administration. Like, that's all we care about.
Yeah.
Do you think that she's gonna expand the Supreme Court? I hope so. It makes sense.
I think that Biden, now that he has nothing but time to focus on the presidency and not have to campaign, I think he's going to make efforts to try to start the wheels moving.
Oh, right. He could still just last minute be
I want him last minute to just
let me pop out some hits.
I want him to black. Like, seriously, the last 3 months, like, what is it, 100 days to the election? I want him to
black out.
Yeah,
just
seriously.
Snap.
Like, yeah.
I want him executive order making it rain, pink slips. Like,
I know. I just want him to get on Twitter too and just curse a little bit. Just like fuck around. Did like honestly, what's the distract Trump a little bit so he gets her off the scent for Kamala and let Kamala just do her thing and then you fight with
Right.
Trump the entire time. You're gonna die anyway, so just
Look, the witch, like
anyway.
astrology witch girly talk said he did September 12th. Like,
Oh
I've
my
been
God.
with.
Okay, let's.
But like, also astrology girly talk said that, like, I'm deep over there.
Yeah, you
Those girls
said,
were like, they were like, oh, we already had this in Kamala's chart. Like, she was about to, we already knew this was popping. But
yeah.
they were like, somebody not
Yeah.
making it through the election. I was like,
Oh,
They were like,
God.
point is, she taking it. She's
You're
it.
taking it,
But
yeah.
I'm also like, I want to see when do I don't when does when do we think she's gonna announce the VP? Because I feel like they've already made up their
I
mind.
think she, well, she's in the vetting process right now. I feel like maybe by the end of next week. I don't think they have much
Okay.
time, so
Yeah, it's right. We
we've
need to
got
get it
to.
going.
Let's get it popped.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
JD Vance, girl. Whew.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Whew.
So couches, dolphins. You know, he when someone says
It's
this
giving
is too
something
much.
about JD Vance is giving sugar in the tank, but that's just
A
like
little bit, a little
right?
bit, a little
That's why
bit.
he off. Like, it's
Yeah.
because he fighting it. Like, it's I see it.
It's giving yassified Ron DeSantis with his eyeliner and shit.
It's
Someone said he looks
weird.
like a racist Care Bear.
It's giving, yes.
He
It's
would, you know
something
what he would?
about.
He would eat at Bear Week in Provincetown.
Oh,
They would love him.
and getting eaten.
Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly.
Yep. I watched his little speech. I
I
was
did
so
too.
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
I love you guys. You guys are what? Is this a
What the
stand-up
fuck are you talking
routine?
about Diet Mountain Dew?
They're gonna say that's racist. I was like, this
What?
feels like a
What the
Netflix comedy special we didn't ask for. Like, I'm just like, this is weird. Weirdo.
Someone said he reminds them of the guy at the bachelor party who doesn't know any of the other guys. It's like, oh, and that's my friend JD from elementary school. And he's just
Yeah,
like,
he's like the one groomsman that nobody checked for. They're
yeah,
like,
like
oh,
just
we were friends
like
with him before we knew him. Like,
yeah. And all the
it's
bridesmaids are like, please don't talk to me. You
right.
know what I mean?
He does that same bit in the middle of a group of women. Like, he'll do that everywhere. And it's like,
Absolutely. The real knee
it's like,
slapper. Ugly bitch. I think a JD Vance and Pete Buttigieg debate would really heal the nation, though.
I mean, Buttigieg
Because
would eat him up,
Buttigieg would eat him up.
but I also like who can't eat him up? That his other what's his name down in Kentucky eat him up every time he get on Chappelle.
Bashir?
I love it every
I
time he get
like
on
everybody
camera.
that's in the possible realm all eats. Waltz and
Oh, I
from New
like
North Carolina. I
him.
like him too.
I
He's,
like
you know,
him.
he just keeps saying now the past 2 days, he just goes, they're fucking weird. Which is crazy because messaging wise, that is just like the most simple shit. Like it's just
is.
the key was always there. Biden campaign never really truly got it. She's now running the campaign, and all of a sudden you're just getting press releases that is like, look at these fucking weirdos. Like
Yeah,
that's the messaging.
that hit so hard.
Like, I want to see her standing on stage and just point to him and be like, look at this fucking weirdo. He's over here talking about
I
some old
that would
shit.
lock up every
Yeah,
state.
everything.
Like,
That'd be
get on
over.
stage and call them fucking weirdos. It's over. Like,
because it pisses them off so much. I'm obsessed. Weirdo is my favorite fucking, like you never get me off of that word. I use it every day. Did you know that Inauguration Day falls on MLK Day?
Oh, yeah. And then Ketanji would be swearing her in. First black, Black Day, Bloop. Black Day. Bam, bam, hits keep coming. Like,
y'all are ready for what's going to be.
That, with the backdrop of the Divine Nine, it's over. It's too much.
I'm too hyped.
It's
I can't.
It's too much elite energy. And I feel like it might resurrect Rosa Parks. Like, I just feel like...
Yeah. There's going to be ghosts for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. Clarence Thomas might have to peace out.
I am so... Oh, my God. Like...
He's going to be sick. Sick beside himself. Did you know that... That since Biden's dropped out, did you know that vote.org said that over 100,000 people, new registrations have come in? 84% of them are younger ages, 18 to 34.
Oh.
18% of them are 18-year-old voters. That's predominantly left-leaning.
That's crazy. 18%?
Get this. The top 10 states, Texas, California, Florida, Illinois, New York, Ohio, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. How many of those are battleground states? Half of them are battleground
down south. They're going to be. So,
I can't wait. I can't. Like,
the way is they go lose it that it took a black woman to flip more of the South.
Yeah, yeah.
And none of y'all could do it.
Yeah.
She about to eat. And you know who I hope pops up in the administration, which I feel like is going to happen, and she's an it girl too. Big Gretch.
Oh yeah, yeah. She wants to stay as governor. I think that's what she said. But
I love her inner.
I do too. I really would like to have her VP. But you know what I forgot about?
What?
Donald Trump getting shot. I totally forgot. That must piss him off every day. He's sitting at home sick that everyone forgot about this. It was like a week, and everyone was like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
Like,
honestly, every time he brings it up, people should go, oh, I forgot about that.
Oh, because we're like, oh, you wanted us to say something because you were in a dinner napping on your ear. Weirdo. Ugh.
You know what one of the top things on my list this week is? Actually, you know what? I'm going to save it for later because I want to do the list after.
Okay.
We'll do it on the bonus. Okay.
Yeah.
Did you see Twisters? I need to see it.
Absolutely not. Not interested. I will not support that man. They trying to force him. He not the next Tom Cruise. He ain't nobody, nothing. He can sit down, weirdo. We bored. We focusing on better.
Is he weird?
He's such a weird. I'm bored. Ugh.
I do y'all feel like he's trying to replace Armie Hammer. Is that his name? He just kind of feels the
I'm
same.
I'm just like, y'all can't not about to force feed me another generic white man. I'm bored. Nobody cares.
I don't even know what else he's in. I don't know if I was going to see it, but you know, Twister's one of my absolute favorite movies.
But I don't want to touch the first one because you can't replace that movie.
Helen Hunt being windblown in that movie.
Helen Hunt, bitch?
Yeah, she looked good.
Helen is that girl. Yeah.
Oh my God, that movie. Did you see Maxine yet? I think I talked about this on the last.
I haven't seen Maxine yet. I need to.
You'll like it.
I think, I liked the other ones, but yeah. I think I'm going to see, I need to see Long Legs because you know I'm a horror.
I need to see that. I haven't seen it.
I've heard it's so scary and spooky and I don't.
That's my shit.
That's so. Right. I'm like, I need it. I'm excited about the M. Night Shyamalan with Josh Hartnett because he's so fine. Plus, like, that's, I'm excited. I need to
see that one.
If M. Night got it.
People Magazine reporting as of today, actually right before we got on here, Love Hotel, a new series from Peacock.
Okay.
It's kind of, I think it's supposed to follow kind of the Love Island idea. It's a dating show with Ashley Darby, Shannon Bedore, Giselle Bryant, and Luann de Lesseps.
Wait, what?
So it's a dating show with all housewives that are single, and it's from to find men.
Oh.
So it's going to kind of be like, I'm guessing like a girls trip meets Love Island.
Bachelorette meets Love Island.
Watch it.
I'm going to actually watch that though.
Ashley could really turn it up because, you know, she's going to be fucking in the house. She's going to be fucking in the house.
But for sure. But also, I never thought I would say, even feel like this, but I, out of that lineup, it's Shannon's taking it for me. Like, I go up for Shannon. Like, you heard it here. You Shannon's love her. That girl. Like, I was never on Shannon Bedore like I am now.
Wait, are you watching the new season?
I've been watching. Shannon looks incredible.
And yeah, like, she does. She does. At least...
She looks so good. Like, I'm like, this woman has been through it. And I'm like, the way that, like, she actually is, to me, top tier housewife at this point. Because
yeah, from the beginning. She's legit. Like, she is in the Hall of Greats now.
She because is because she's shown her life in a way. All I've ever known is disaster.
She's like, never had a good season, ever.
Right.
Not and one I'm good like, season.
But for her to come back this season looking the best she's ever looked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eating. And then she go, and then Jesus Jugs. Oh my God. I'm like, are you watching it though? I can't.
You're not watching it though?
I am.
Okay, okay. So I've been watching it. It's so fucking good. That's actually the top thing on my list this week is Real Housewives of the OC. Oh my God. It's so fucking good. It's so back.
I'm Everyone's not sure performing. I don't know how to feel about Gina because I don't know if I want to fight her. Like it's like it's weird. Her energy is really chaotic to me, but
It is as usual. She looks like shit. The show is performing on all cylinders. It is a mix of high-low. You've got Heather Dubrow, who's sitting in her pied-à-terre in L.A., but she also has a big home in O.C. Then, meanwhile, across town, Jean is meeting up with Jen Pedranti because Gina is a real estate agent, and she found Jen a house to rent for her and her five kids, but she stopped paying rent in the house, so that screwed up Gina's relationship with the other broker. So they're sitting in a coffee bean and tea leaf in a strip mall somewhere off the 405 screaming at each other about back rent and evictions. I mean, you know how bad you gotta be for Gina Kirschneider to tell you that you're a broke bitch. That is like, you are.
And to be yelling that in the OC is so weird. Like, everybody in there is like, who can't pay rent? Also, who rents? Like, the people in the background are so confused.
I would rather eat a jean jacket than ever have Gina Kirschneider film with me and be the one to get up and walk out and leave me sitting there looking dumb. I would rather walk into the fucking Atlantic Ocean like Sylvia Plath than...
I scrape my pussy across hot pavement. There is no way.
The second that I see Gina start to get her jacket together, I'm like, no. I'm going to be the one to leave you standing and looking dumb. How dumb do you look, Gina Kirschneider? Always standing at the like far left holding the orange. Never near the center.
I mean, but she does. I mean, you need that girl. Would she be considered?
Gina said, why are you going broke and you can't pay rent, but you're getting your hair and makeup done? And she said, just because, she's like, I'm not like you. Just because I'm broke doesn't mean my hair needs to fall off.
She so, ate her with that.
Yeah,
one.
She ate her up. Yeah,
She ate her.
It's good. Jen Pedranti is good. This is,
I don't know much about her. So you, like, I kind of, that was my love. First intro. I like her, I think.
She's so tragic. The most tragic broke housewife you've ever seen, but you love her. You can't help but love her. You know. Yeah, it's a great season. You guys should all be watching. If you're not, you're wrong. But it's literally the only Housewives season to watch right now. Because
right,
because
like,
you give a shit. Wrap like, this up. Sick of it. Wrap it. I'm so pissed. Here, you know what my prediction is?
What?
Next season, I bet the only people that stay, Melissa, Teresa, Dolores, and Rachel. And I think Margaret too. This is just my guess, guys. I'm not saying this from I have any. I just have, and this is not obviously. I want my girl Margaret on there. That's my queen. But I don't know. I feel like they're doing some real. There's something's gonna happen with that show.
It's weird.
It's weird.
It feels dark over there. I don't like it.
Yeah,
I'm off it. It's like the same routine. Throw everybody away and replace them with the remaining mob wives. Like, I need something. Like, give me girls that like. I need something fresh, but I need people who like, it's like everybody is, this is like the same drama, just like rebooted. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah. Danielle's grown on me though, Danielle.
I mean, she okay.
Can't dress.
Did
the makeup, check clear? The fuck is happening over there?
I just, I'm like, what? Like, none of the franchises are eating. I mean, I give up. I really do. I mean, the fact that the OC is like the only thing that's like interesting.
Well, Lars is returning to Real Sex in Miami. She just confirmed. You need her though.
Sure, girl.
Big blockhead. Need her.
Boring.
Yeah.
I'm like, can they reboot Dallas?
Give me some old school racists. Like, just like little bit.
The time now, this is perfect timing with Kamala backdrop reboot DC. Like, I'm just like, come on now.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Think. Like, this would eat.
Listen, I want to go over to the bonus because I want to get your opinions on Kenya Got Fired. We never got to talk about that. I know that's old news to a lot of listeners, but I'm sure you have many thoughts. I want to talk about our lists. I want to talk about Macy Gray. She said some really interesting quote, kind of hits. Get your take on it. Because I haven't thought about that bitch in a minute, but
are you watching that weird show she's on?
Yeah, so we can go ahead and talk about it right now. Macy Gray apparently gave an interview, and she said that she achieves healing with cocaine, a couple of shots, and edibles and pizza. She said it on the show that you were talking about. I guess it's called Surreal Life, Villa of Secrets. I haven't seen it. It's on MTV. I'm not watching it.
It's goofy.
No. The MTV is right down there with Zeus at this point. y'all too in the gutter for me. People that watch MTV and y'all right in line with Zeus people. Y'all reheat McDonald's food. You're too in the gutter for me.
They reheating triple fish fillets. Yeah.
In the break room.
Yikes. You brought it from home.
Yeah.
Yikes.
So she said that she achieves healing via a handful of unconventional approaches. She said, I just don't do the hippie shit. Like, I live in LA. That's hippie kingdom. If I'm healing, that's not how I do it. And then an off-camera producer then asked, he said, how would you do it? She said, like cocaine and a couple of shots. And then she said, get those edibles down my throat. Then I order me a pizza and I'm straight. Okay,
she's kind of cooking with that.
That's how that voice got that way.
Like,
Macy Gray never lied. I've never disliked her.
I'm gonna try that tonight, actually.
Oh my god. All right. Macy Gray is friends apparently with Karen Huger. She's been on Potomac a couple times. Yeah, strange.
But like, it somehow that makes sense to me.
Yeah, somehow, like, yeah, just a friendship.
Yeah.
I can see that. I mean, I'd be friends with Karen, obviously.
I would be friends
with my mother.
I would be friends with Macy Gray. So like, I get it.
Did you know that JT performed at Essence Fest?
Like JT from City Girls?
Yes. Yes.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't know who's programming or directing the programming over there. I don't know what's going on at Essence Fest. Because I'm kind of lost in the sauce.
Whoever it is, she probably worked at a call center. Like, like she, that's probably her former life. She was like, ooh, we need to get a city girl. It's like, no, actually.
Call center, bye. Tell people where to follow you on social media. So the bonus.
You can follow me on Instagram at mr.lawhorne. Yeah, keep it cute. I don't do threads. It's goofy over there. Twitter, goofy.
Twitter's good right now because of
all
the news.
It's good, but it's
good
still
right now.
Like, it's like it'd be half and half. Like, sometimes I open it and it's just like weird.
It's going to be popping after January 5th. Is it January 5th? Whenever that is, January 10th. When Kalma's going to be, when Kalma Lee will be inaugurated. You guys know where to follow me on social. Go to patreon.com/thebelist to subscribe to this and other bonus episodes. We are going to continue talking over there. We're going to talk about Kenya. We're going to talk about our lists. And yeah, love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
When you need need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.